What is up, everyone? We are back, baby, and all the way from London, or the UK, or somewhere out there in the universe. It is
Uxbridge,
Mr. Steve
Cardenas.
Uxbridge, there you go. What's up, Mr. Steve? Let's listen. Let's get the crowd up in here. Let's get the crowd up in here.
What's up? Yeah, sorry. From the mean streets of Uxbridge. Right. I know.
Everybody hears one cough and everybody freaks.
Yeah. The mean streets of Uxbridge, man. That's where I'm at now, you know?
How are you, man? How's the time, the limos
are all lowered, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
The limos are all lowered and they ride up on three wheels.
Ooh, I like that. Man, the chat's already starting to pop off. Everyone's in here having a good time. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Fantastic Duo Show.
Yeah, for sure, man. We're very happy to have you on here today. And of course, we have Steve, like 1 a.m. out there, right? Midnight or 1 a.m.? Which one is it for you?
It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's cool. I do this for you guys. So, you know, and I'm happy to do it. So here I am and it's all good. And we're going to do this every single week. So I'm trying to adjust my schedule. I'm sleeping a lot still with this jet lag. I'm trying to get over it. You know?
Yeah, man.
Being quarantined is not super, super fun, but you know, it is what it is.
Well, you know, 1 week down, right? You have 1 week down. You got one more week to go, and you'll be able to run the streets just like as good as you can.
I'll be running this joint over here.
You will be running it, bro. Which, by the way, you have a lot of shows coming up out there. You know?
Yeah, we're already starting to get things going right now. You know, actually, later at the end of this month, we're doing one. It is called, hold on, I gotta tell you what it's called because I gotta remember the name of it exactly. Maybe I would be able to tell you. Hold on a second.
That's all good. It is called the Medway
Vintage Toy Fair. So the Medway Vintage Toy Fair is happening and it's brought to us by Zooks Comics. So that's happening September 26th. And that is, that's going to be what is the name of that city? That's a good question. I don't know. There's a lot of suburbs around this area, and it's hard to remember all the names, but I'll keep everybody posted on it.
Yeah, for sure. And by the way,
Chatham is actually the name.
Okay, there
Chatham.
We go. And I just want to thank everyone who's using up their biddies, you know, and sending us some love and spending their bits on us. Thank you so much.
We have a running joke.
Yes, we have a running joke over on Into the Morphing Grid, and where we just like to scream big old biddies live.
Big
on
old biddies.
every time we get
it's
some.
So
some
fun
bits.
To say, isn't it?
I mean, you're not going to get in trouble because you're not saying anything wrong, right? So.
It's implied. It's implied, and whatever it's, you know, it's everything in all is, good everything's form. Implied.
Yes,
everything's implied, isn't it?
shout out to the homies over the Rage family. Oh, wait a second, Rage family in the chat. Yes, Will, what's up, Rome? The Rome hype. I love me some Mike Rome, man. He's always promoting the show and letting his people know to come over here and
oh,
give
nice.
Us love.
Well,
Smiley,
appreciate
Will,
that.
Harvey,
thank you, Mike Rome.
You
big shout out to our.
For
you
sure.
know, our surrogate co-host. He's amazing.
Yes. And
very
Into the Morphing
cool,
Grid every
dude.
Single Friday night at 9 p.m. here.
Yeah.
On
How is that going,
Fantastic.
By the way?
It's insane, brother. So let's recap a little bit. Let's start off with the fact that last week we had the lovely Nakia and Catherine Sutherland on the show.
Alice, of course.
And Alice, yes, of course, before we ended the show. Which was really cool. Unfortunately, I did not let Alice talk, and that made me feel bad.
we'll have her back on again.
Yeah, we definitely got to have her back on, and you know, obviously, like really incorporate her, because I'm pretty sure she has some really cool, wicked stories and stuff to tell us on the program here. But yeah, so we had them. We are all three ladies on the show. For anybody that was looking for that show, so. Apparently, when I uploaded it into YouTube, YouTube decided that they wanted to cancel the upload, and I had no idea. Now, for those of you who were probably looking for that show, I had my parents here this weekend, so I was like away. By the way, Hype Train up in the chat room right now.
Oh, Hype again already, train, huh?
It's happening, baby. Let's put some music up in the background here while we're chilling.
Hype train.
Hype training it up, baby. Hold on. No, let's put this one. Hold on. I want to put this one. There you go. There you go. You can hear that. You can hear that in the background, right?
That is great hype train music. I love it.
That is amazing hype train music. Shout out to all you guys here who are making it happen. Awkward Gamer with the biddies. Thank you so much.
What's up, Awkward Gamer? Thank you, buddy. You know, I love that theme music, you know? It's like so cool because every time Bogan Skull would walk in, they would play that music. It would just be so cool to have your own theme song, right? You know?
Yeah, and it's right? cemented with them. So, you know, it is who they are. So big shout out to everyone already who's starting a hype train here with us. Love you guys. I love you guys. Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, we had them. And then we obviously had on Friday, we had a watch along. And I wanted to bring this up real quick. The watch alongs are like really entertaining. And we have a good time. Obviously, people are watching along with us, whether they're watching at home on Netflix. You know, like we'll count down and tell everyone to press play together. Or right, you know, we have a little box here in the screen that's also playing it, but without sound, so we don't get in trouble. And big old biddies. Thank you, Awkward Gamer, for those big old biddies. It's bit-tastic. Nice. We like to call it bit-tastic here. But yeah, so
Bit-town.
Oh my God! Shout out to Chris for gifting the subs. My goodness.
Nice.
Steve, it's going crazy in the chat room. Alice is on there.
I know. Yeah, Alice is right here. She's on there on the show as well, checking us out, which I love. It's so cool, you know, that we're like right across from each other now. So
yeah, we got that. We completed that hype train, by the way. So thank you guys. Really appreciative of you guys. My God, the love that we have on this show and the love that we have back for you guys as well. Thomas Turner up in the building. We haven't seen you around in a long time,
what
Thomas.
Up, T Money?
You're in and out all the time, brother. You need to like be here with us at all times. Just kidding. I know you're busy. I know you're busy. But yeah, this is cool, man. Slinky, everyone, shout out to you guys. Thank you so much. By the way, congrats on being with Alice out there. People are congratulating you on here.
Yay!
On the chat
thank
room,
you guys.
You're getting
very excited to be here. I'm excited to like get out and about and start, you know, actually getting out to the fans here, you know, because the goal here obviously is to do a big tour. So at least for the next couple of years, be out in the UK and the EU, and start doing a lot more traveling around. So that is the goal. And also to try to get some work out here too, you know.
Sure.
It'd be kind of cool if we have like. I think she was like throwing something at me. Which is called interactive.
If you guys see something fly across the screen, I think it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, if you see
too.
Something fly across the screen, that was Alice throwing something at me. So that's how we do it around here. It's all playful, yeah.
Chris, we really really appreciative of you with that community the community sub gifts. Thank you so much. I mean, you guys are killing it. You guys are killing it here every single week, every single Tuesday. And Thursday, you guys are killing it. And when you're chilling again on Friday as well. Alex, is that a Bullet Club jacket? Yeah, it is. Right there, Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. What is that again?
It's a wrestling faction. New Japan Pro Wrestling. Okay. Yeah, New Japan. So they run the game and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. I know I'd seen that before. I just didn't know.
They want to know if Alex is going to throw any power coins at you.
No, please don't. Those things are heavy.
No power coins. And you know, so it's going to be pretty cool just the fact that you will be out there. Oh, and Steve, we got to catch guys on the chat. We got to catch Steve up on what's going on Fridays, which is also part of the Fantastic Duo show and all together anyway. I set a goal. I wanted a goal of 100 subscribers. We destroyed that. We're at 105 subscribers right now. We were actually like at 88 or something like that. So
clap
we got
track, baby.
Oh, let me hit that. That. Hold on. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There it is in the background. We got some claps going on.
There it
I
is.
I love it.
We got the clap now.
We got, yeah. And it's cool because Steve's able to hear it. And let me mention, you know, let's pull the curtain back a little bit here. And you guys, when you guys understand that, you know, these shows take time and effort, and Steve has mentioned it before. You know, absolutely everyone from Mike Rome to us to every single entertainer out there. We put a lot of time and effort into this stuff, and you know, every single bit, every single sub, every single thing that you guys do for us here in the show gets put back on the show, right? Is that even a word? I don't even know. It just gets put back into right. the show.
It gets put back into the show. It's not like we're like sitting here making money off of you guys and your subscriptions. You know, we want to give back to you, you know, and make the show more entertaining and add more features and things like that. So the more you support, the more we can give back. And, you know, and then we it's sort of like a community in that sense. So we're always grateful for everything that you guys do. Thank you for that.
Yeah, for sure. And if you guys noticed, my camera did just go out, so just give it a couple seconds. I forgot to plug it in. So just give me a couple seconds. But anyway, yeah. As I continue to talk here, guys.
You should switch over to the other camera. Let everybody see what I see.
The background. You guys want to see? Oh yeah. You know what? Yeah, I could do that. I could do that, guys.
Do it until you get your other camera plugged in and fixed.
Yeah, that's true, guys. A little bit behind the scenes, but let me continue talking. I am a ghost now. Nobody knows this, but I am a ghost. That's what I am.
Have you ever watched that YouTube video where the guy dresses up like a seat of a car and then drives through the drive-through windows and orders food?
Yes. Yes. Oh my god. Is that what I'm doing right now?
Oh my god. I have no idea.
That's pretty much what I'm doing. That's what I'm pretty much doing right now, guys. So yeah, let me fix this real quick here as we talk. And so if you guys are seeing a black screen, that was me. Another hype train, or did we just get the hype train success? Oh yeah, we did. Okay, share. Sorry guys, we're all over the place right now.
We haven't even like started talking about anything that we want to talk about.
We haven't started talking about anything, guys. Hold on.
That's
a second.
Fine. I'm cool with this, but you know, I think we do have an agenda at least today. I think right?
We do. Let's fix this camera real quick so you guys don't see a black screen. There we go. Now you'll see it. There we go. Sorry, guys.
You back?
We're live. This is what happens when we're live. Things like this happen.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Okay, cool. So we are back, and where did we leave off? Yes, you're touring the UK. So we got the subscribers, and the camera just went blank again. I don't know what's going on here, guys. it's just.
Alex, why don't you just put the other one on for now?
I am. I'm going to put it on.
Do the other angle.
Yeah,
just do the
true.
Other angle, man.
It's all good.
It's all that's good. We got to see right your now. Face in this, man. We can't just hear the voice. You're not Zordon.
Can I be though or no? There's just no way that could happen, right?
I think you could.
Okay, there we go.
You're in the
running. All right. Let's put this on over here real quick. I got it back, guys. There we go. And people are going to see some.
You see all the boxes and your dirty drawers and everything like that.
I'm behind the scenes.
I love it.
It doesn't matter.
That's good. Right. See, this is more fun, isn't
that's
it?
Fine.
Isn't
that's
this
fine.
Fun? What a good
go.
Time.
Oh, there I am. There I am. There I am, guys. See, that's me. I don't know. Sometimes this thing just decides to go off. It's not. It's Mercury's in retrograde, I guess. But yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about the subs here. So we decided to put a sub count together. And I wanted to see if we were able to perhaps... Whoa, I like that camera. I know, that's the camera that everyone else sees, guys. That's the camera that everyone else sees.
Yeah, so, whenever we have guests on or when I'm looking at Zoom right now, that's how I'm seeing Alex, is just what you guys are seeing right now.
Here. So I'm going to really pull back the curtain and I'm going to shut off all the green screen stuff and just have that. But yeah, so one of the things that we wanted to do was basically put together a different giveaways like we always do. So... Well, the 100 subs, we just decided to do the same thing. Now that we got 105, we're going to be picking a person to give a little something away for you guys, you know, continuing to subscribe and support the show. And every time we meet a new goal, we're going to continue putting in stuff into the show, basically, if that makes sense, right? Like doing giveaways and stuff. Whether it's a Boom Studios, an autographed picture, or something, we want to be able to give back to you guys for everything you do, like giving us biddies all over again.
Now.
Happy 3 months, Alice. She just subscribed for the third month, so happy 3 months.
Nice,
you're stuck with us for the third month now.
You're stuck with us now. So Kevin
says maybe put the money into a new camera. You know what? It's not the camera; it's the Cam Link. Elgato, make better stuff, Elgato. The camera is one of a kind. It's the Elgato Cam Link is just jacking up. So if you guys are streamers out there, you know all the Elgato products, and Elgato Camlink is just, for some reason, it's shutting on and off. So I guess I'll fix that after the show. But right. Yeah, this actually camera worked.
I was getting some requests like just on my regular DMs and Instagram. I think we need to try and see if this Thursday I can try to get Justin Nimmo, Psycho Red, and Tracy Lynn Cruz to come and do a show with us this Thursday. So I'll reach out and try to see if we can make that happen. I don't know what their schedule is like, but I'm going to give it a shot and see if we can make it happen. And also tomorrow I will be on Power Rangers Playback tomorrow evening as well. So I think that's going to be around 7 o'clock Eastern time, right? Or is that six o'clock Eastern time.
6 o'clock Eastern time. For anybody who's watching right now, it'll be 3 o'clock Eastern time. 3 o'clock.
Who knows
West Coast
what those girls got
PM,
in store
yeah.
for me? I have no
it's gonna
idea.
Be cool.
What we're
gonna it's
have
gonna
to
be
do.
Cool. Yeah, no, it's gonna be great. Power Rangers in space. Yeah, man, it'll be cool to have everyone in here. They're saying, hold up, Psycho Red.
Yeah,
Psycho Red is the.
We'll get everybody. We'll get Psycho Red. We'll get Justin Nimmo, Silver Ranger, and we'll get Tracy Lynn Cruz. I could even see if we could get Selwyn Ward too. I could reach out to him as well. I don't know. We'll see.
That would be cool. By the way, Awkward Gamer says he just bought the Aisha Yellow Ranger 1995 movie costume last week. He paid $1,500 for it.
Wow, what a steal. That's actually a really good price.
Where did you get that? Was it like a real prop?
And how do you know it's the real one?
Yeah, did you get a certificate of authenticity? Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
man,
I'm curious to know.
That's great. Man, that's dope. We should do a Power Rangers in space one day, like week where we get Andros and some people one day.
I can get all those guys. I can get all those guys.
We can
should we do maybe I don't know, maybe we could hold off and we could do it next week. We could do Tuesday, have the Psycho Rangers on, pick two or three of the Psycho Rangers, and then Thursday have the in space guys.
Oh, yeah. People are loving it right now. People are loving it. What's up? What's up? I issue death. He says, hello, Steve and Alex. What's up, cuz?
I issue death. Please don't issue death to us. How about that?
Just one request. Yeah, it'll be cool, man. So, yeah, I think a Power Rangers in Space Week, that would be awesome to have. All right.
I'm on it. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
I'll start making some calls tomorrow.
My man's over here doing the do. Remember, the real MVP is Steve's iPhone. In all of this.
Oh, my iPhone, yeah.
If Steve's iPhone ever goes down, I will call Apple personally to make sure that they retrieve everything for him. You know?
Yes, please.
Yeah, definitely have them on. Yeah, for sure. And again, to repeat it one more time, guys, Steve will be on Power Ranger Playback. You can find that on YouTube tomorrow, 3 p.m. West Coast time, 6 p.m. East Coast time. And I don't know, what time is it? What'll be by you? Another 6 hours, right?
I think that's gonna happen around 11 o'clock in the evening for me tomorrow.
O'clock in the evening for you. So if anybody's in the UK watching this or listening to this later on, just know those are the times that he will be on Power Ranger Playback with Nakia and Catherine. That's gonna be cool, man. Like, you guys have a lot of history, and you guys shared some amazing stories when you were here. So that was pretty dope. PR on space. I've been there all week. Oh, people are watching. People are watching the old episodes, man. That's one thing that hasn't gone bad during quarantine. Is people are able to sit there and watch all the episodes all over again, Steve.
Yeah, really, it is pretty amazing. I think it'll be a dark day if Netflix ever takes Power Rangers off the air there, because I know they do get rid of shows sometimes, you know.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So and so this is something I brought up while we were off air a little while ago, before the camera went dud. you thinking maybe one day, guys, here on the chat, we can have Steve do a watch along here on Fantastic Duo Show when the Stone Canyon Trio made their way into Power Rangers. I think it'll be cool to listen to you give us all the historical facts and everything that was happening during that time.
Oh yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Would you think that would be, guys on the chat room, give me some give us some Red Ranger helmets on the chat if you think that we should do a watch along here with Steve, and he can commentate on his appearance on Pyre. Oh, yep, yeah, there we go. That's, I mean, I
have to say, helmets
are dropping on the chat right now.
Okay,
this is crazy. All right,
so yeah, let me know when you want to do that, Alex, and we'll make it happen.
That's hey, cool. Man, I mean. Look at that.
He's like, can you come Friday?
No, we could do if we yeah. if we could even issue it on Thursday. I'll make a nice flyer, put it out there, really push it. You know, since we don't have a guest, we could
we could do that.
Whatever you want, whatever you want.
Save that for let's save it for the Into the Morphin Grid, and we'll
would you come on the show there?
Yeah, I'll come on to Into the Morphin Grid.
Yes, guys. Okay, so he will be on Into the Morphin Grid. Let's give him a round of applause, guys, here in the chat. A little round of applause. Maybe a little
ding. We need to get some more of those. Nice. What else? We need to get a soundboard.
Well, we got
all those little phrases.
I should have done this. Steve, would you come to Into the Morphin Grid and do this? And just see if he would come on, and if he said yes, right answer, and if he said no,
nice.
Wrong answer. You're gonna be coming into the Morphin Grid. Yeah, that'd be cool, man. So Austin and I will put it together and have you on, and you could tell your story and kind of just like, you know, Kevin, shout out for the 300 biddies. Thank you so much, for that. Yeah, we'll bring you into the big old biddies. If you're okay with that, and have you on, okay. I think it'll be cool, man.
What else am I gonna do? I'm just stuck here doing nothing.
So thank you for that.
I'm just stuck here doing nothing.
We appreciate it. Yeah. We appreciate it. All right, so guys, you know, now that we got all the pleasantries and all the technical glitches out of the way,
we got a lot of pleasantry. 20 minutes of pleasantries out of the way.
I know, and people are happy. People are happy. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the world of Power Rangers in the sense that we spoke about this a little bit and I've seen it everywhere on Twitter now and on Instagram and whatever.
Are you talking about the new Lightning Collection stuff?
Yeah, guys, have you been paying attention? I know there's a lot of collectors here on the chat room. Power Rangers Lightning Collection, they've leaked out some of the Wave 8 and 9's codes, like their placement names and codes that they usually use for the chat, let's try to see if we can
decipher some of them.
Yeah, guys, so I have some here in front of me right now. They have three Walmart exclusives and another one that's also a Walmart exclusive. This is what they all look like. I don't know if you guys mm-hmm. I can't wait. People are going crazy on the chat about these Lightning figures. So here's one, and I'll read it to you guys. There's a Power Ranger LGY Earth. Power Ranger LGY Earth. Now, that this is what I think, right? LGY Lost Galaxy. What do you guys think? I think that the LGY
it could be Lost Galaxy or it could be Legacy. But what would Legacy Earth be?
Yeah. What would Legacy Earth be? Right. So I was thinking Lost Galaxy, right?
It's just going to be a globe in a box.
Just a globe. And right. And I was maybe Nakia Zeo. Maybe a Nakia Zeo. Oh, yeah. I don't know. We spoke about that last week about maybe having some new Zeo Rangers added because they are releasing the Zeo Megazord. Hasbro is. So maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, you know, they're getting into Zeo Rangers and they just released Zeo Ranger 5 Red, Tommy.
Right.
So maybe
they've had that one for a while, haven't they, or no? Or they no, just that, released that one?
Bandai did.
Bandai had it. That's right. Okay,
yeah. So Hasbro just released that one.
How do we feel? By the way, I'm just going off subject here. But how do we feel about Hasbro's Lightning toys so far?
I think the
helmet is better than the Legacy helmet, and I think the action figures are amazing. But some of the other stuff I'm not so keen on. How about you? What do you think? Like for example, the Dragon Dagger. Do you think that the Dragon Dagger from Hasbro is as cool as the Legacy one? I think the Legacy one is better.
So the Legacy was definitely cooler in the sense of like the little things that they added. But I do have the Dragon Dagger by Hasbro. I'm not gonna lie. And it's
right. Actually, no, fair enough. But you have the Legacy one too. So
I've messed around with the Legacy one before. Yeah, the Legacy one definitely holds weight. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for
I mean, sure. it seems like it's better. And same thing with the Morpher, too, yeah?
The Morpher is very plasticky, yes, for the Hasbro one. But they're making toys, yeah. Right? And unfortunately, they're just adding the Lightning Collection to it, right? As opposed to...
Right.
But I mean,
it's very hard, in my opinion, I think, to go back, you know? Like, going backwards, you know? Like, they need to come out with something more schnazzy, you know what I'm saying? It got to be schnazzy.
Yeah, so I issued that said the figures are fire, but Bandai are still on point. The Bandai ones that when they were creating Bandai did have some
diecast stuff.
Yeah, the diecast stuff was cool, like the diecast Megazords, the diecast Dragon Dagger, the Zeomorpher, right? Is that what we call it? You guys
the Zeonizer.
Zeonizer, sorry, I stand corrected. Yeah. The Zeonizer metal one, that one's still selling very high. But people are trying to let go of their Morphers online. I've been watching a lot of people sell them as of late.
They're still going up in price now.
They're going
because
up, yeah, yeah.
Legacy don't make them anymore, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And guys, if you are a collector of the old Bandai stuff, please keep a lookout. They released two different... Five tier one subs have just been given to the community. He just looked over to
over at Alice right away. I'm like, she's single-handedly like paying our light bill, Alex.
I know. You've kept my light bill on for 3 months now. Thank you so much.
She is single-handedly paying our salaries right now.
Baby mama's not gonna come after me for child support. Oh god.
Love it.
But yeah, so I was saying, thank you, Alice, by the way. I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you.
Like I was saying before,
she's doing like this. She's like,
I know, she's just throwing it all up in the air, hitting me in the face with power coins.
You
deserve one of these and another one.
Ding!
Nice. I was thinking, right? The different boxes of Legacy Morphers, there's the 25th anniversary one, right? You guys got to keep a lookout for that one, because if it has a 25th anniversary sticker on it, that's the original. After they ran out, Toys R Us decided to make a second batch. Those only say Diecast Morpher on it. That's it. So the one that says 20th or 25th anniversary, those are worth the most, bro. So if you guys find them out there and you freaking grab them for cheap, like, big up on you. So yeah, make sure you guys let us know if you kind of get your hands on those. And then they came out with the White Ranger and Green Ranger Legacy Morpher. You remember that one?
Yeah. They have. Well, yeah. I mean, they have the movie Morphers too.
They have the movie Morphers as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
But isn't
that
it weird
is
about
nice.
The movie Morpher? They don't have the ape coin in the movie Morpher.
No.
They have the T-Rex, and then they have like the whole animal collection coin.
Yeah, they have all of them together. Yeah,
if it's gonna be the movie one, you need to switch it to the.
Yeah, and then they had the White Ranger one as well. White Ranger, movie, one. Like they tried so much to take our money, and they did. And even now they're worth a shit ton of money. So if you guys do happen to get your hands on any of the cool Legacy stuff, please hit us up on the Fantastic Duo Show Instagram and let us see it. Those things are still going in hot. As a matter of fact, Ranger Stop had a one of those like sales online where they kind of like they just turn on Facebook and live and just you guys like they are selling stuff and you pick them. Things were going like crazy.
I can imagine.
From figures to the old Legacy line to Morphers and everything, it was just insane. So yeah, you guys. There's a hand that just came up into the show, guys. Did you guys see that? But really quickly, back to the Hasbro figures that are coming out.
Let's do the codes again.
So
Alice smacks me in the face.
No, it's all good. We want to see that, right? No, guys. No, right?
You guys want to see that? I know.
You want to see that? So the definitely, I think the LGY Earth is definitely a Lost Galaxy one, and they do have the Lost Galaxy Red Ranger along. It's a two pack with the Red Psycho Ranger together, so I think they might be probably.
I mean, you know, this Are you sure with that? Earth? What? But what does the Earth stand for? What do you think?
Maybe it's just one of the guys or girls. Maybe Earth stands for E for one of the characters. You know what I'm saying? And they're just using the word Earth. Because, you know, like in the military, you use different acronyms. Like, you know, with the A for Alpha, right, B for Bravo.
Like Bravo, so, Tango, Echo,
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think the E has to stand for somebody. But yeah, so that's what I think, guys. I think we have a one of the Lost Galaxy figures. The next one that's coming in here is, oh my God, Smiley gifting subs is what you guys are. You kidding me? Smiley.
What? What's going on?
Smiley just gifted another.
Matching
Alice.
More subs to people?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is insane.
Oh, you guys are trying. They're having a sub battle right now.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. So here we go. If we reach 150 subscribers by the end of September, we should have a Alice Eggs Steve giveaway. Well, she just takes a couple eggs and breaks them on your head. And I'm stealing that idea. I'm stealing that idea from Mike Rome, because Mike Rome's girl just had to crack 20 eggs over his head because they made their sub count.
Oh, yeah. That's messy. I think both of us probably agree we don't want to mess up the house like that.
I wonder
but
what he got.
This could be fun. We can find something like that creative.
And I give a full 100% props to Nessie and Austin for that crazy mess that they made in that room with all the eggs.
Oh man.
I mean, gross. Or you could do a pie, or you could do some whipped cream to the face. You know, I think it'll be a cool treat. You know, we make 150 subs. That's a big, you know, thing to have here on Twitch. And I think Alice is okay with that. Or a shaving cream.
Sure, she is.
a shaving screen. Oh my God, that would be crazy. Lay a tarp. Cream. They said just lay a tarp down and you can do it. I'm volunteering,
yeah, right.
Steve here. I'm sorry,
yeah,
Steve.
We're volunteering our house to just make a mess. Please, no problem.
yeah. The pitch isn't working, Alex. I know it's not working. Damn it, it's not working. But we try. So that was one of the figures, guys. That one of the
all right. What are some more
codes
of the codes?
The next one is Z Tanga.
Oh, that's
Z Tanga. You guys who know Z,
that's
you know what
Z
Tanga is, right?
Tango Warriors. Because yes. In the movie they called them the Tengu, and in the show they called them the Tanga.
Because of copyright issues. So
I don't know.
Wait until we have an
written.
Egg party at Alex's. Hey, no egg parties at my house. Not yet.
oh, now all of a sudden when it's your furniture on the line.
we can egg me. I'm good. We could do it in the backyard. I'll just take the non-working camera with me. So I think the next one here is $19.87. This is coming up on the Walmart website right now. If you guys look it up, Power Rangers Z Tanga, it comes up. So I think that they might be coming out with even more. Here we go. Razo just gifted a sub. Thank you so much, Razo. Greatly appreciate you for that
as
well.
Guys, man, you guys are like in a really generous mood today. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's really
you.
Cool.
Big old biddies and giving away
tig old biddies
subs. How do you feel about that? The Tangas. How
do I feel about Tig old biddies? I'm very fond of them.
we know you love the heels and the bad guys. So how do you feel?
Oh, right.
How do you feel? Tig old biddies are always great. How do you feel about the whole they're redoing the Sphinx and the pumpkin wrapper. Those are two new ones that are coming out as well. I don't know if you know. I think those were before you came on, but I'm pretty sure you guys faced them once in a while, like a Halloween episode. I think it'll be cool. So I know you're big about bad guys. Does this make any sense? Tangas, you like them? No, yay or nay?
Well, no, I like the Tanga. I like the Tanga Warriors. I thought they were really cool. They need to come out with the Ooze Men. That's what they need to come out with. You know, with the purple dreadlocks. You know.
Oh,
I used to call them the purple Jamaicans, but and then I got in trouble for that. You know what I mean? Like, because it's a little bit too non-PC. You know, so but they're called the Ooze Men. So
yes, the Ooze.
But they had really cool dreadlocks. So
are we ever going to see an Ivan Ooze man? I need to see Ivan Ooze. I would love to see an Ivan Ooze character, but you know, Hasbro doesn't have the rights to him. You know, so I think
that's a 20th Century Fox thing. So who knows? But I mean, but at the same time, Bandai made the Power Ranger movie toy, the one that came in the triangle box of the red rain, all the colors.
That is
different
true.
Helmets, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, so there's probably some kind of crossover licensing that already is in existence with that. So
Yeah,
I
we
think it
should
would
look
be, and
into
they, you
that.
know, I mean, they made an Ivan Ooze, you know, Bandai made
That's
their
true.
Ivan Ooze when they, you
That is
know, so
true.
I think it's not beyond the realm of possibility. So
We got
it's just a matter of
Razzo.
whether or not they want to, you know, connect themselves to that 20th
Very
Century
true.
Fox, because Hasbro is now their own production. They Hasbro's that has their own production company. So I
Very
think they're.
true. By the way, Razzo, we're sorry that we're making you go to eBay right now, looking for stuff. If you guys look at my collection, me and my cousin's collection is crazy right now. We've just been buying Lightning Collection figures just, to have this, kind of like
Damn,
just live our.
didn't we sign a Lightning collection for your cousin, the helmet?
We did. He got that helmet. He loved it. Thank you very much for that as well.
Nice.
He took a picture of his newborn baby with it on that I sent you, remember?
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Oh God, we're just a little crazy. We're fans. This is what we do. And then so the Tangas are definitely on their way. And this is the last one. This was a tricky one. They have one called Mars Atom. Mars
Oh, I know what that
Atom.
is. I
Mars
think I know what
Atom,
that is.
guys. You guys know, did you guys ever hear of a person named Adam on Power Rangers? Do you guys know
Well, it's got to
anybody
be
named
Adam
Adam?
Park for sure.
Oh, Adam
And
Park.
yeah. It's Adam Park, the Black Ranger, and it that I'll bet you it's from Operation Overdrive when he
I
came
think so.
back with the broken
Yes.
morpher with the broken morpher.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
With the
Or wait
shattered
a second.
morpher.
Somebody just threw it out there. Maybe the Green Zeo Ranger.
But yeah, I mean it's possible, but yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that would make more sense since they don't seem to want to recognize that, you know, that we were
More,
ever red, black, and yellow,
yeah.
you know, Rangers. You know, people don't ever want
Maybe
to recognize it.
Mars being a green planet. No, it's a red planet. Never mind. Aliens being green, so
Who
keyword,
knows? I don't
I
know.
don't know. I don't know.
Mad
It's
at Red Steve, I think. I think that's what the Mars stands for.
supersonic from comics, supersonic. Oh my God, that'd be great. But yeah, I think they should definitely, yeah, Sweet Chaos, Adam. It would be cool for them to come out. I mean, your Lightning figure came out early
Yeah, the
in
Zio
when the
one. Mm-hmm.
yeah, when they were doing all the waves. Yours definitely came out very early in time.
That was wave four, I think, right?
Yeah, so and I remember when that one came out, I remember looking at the face, Steve. I remember looking at the mold of the face.
Don't get me started.
And
Don't get me started.
just being a little bit like, what is going on? Like, what's going on here? And they did the same thing to like almost everyone else, including who was complaining? Oh, Walter Jones. Walter Jones, because they just released another Black Ranger. The first Black Ranger they released was with the Dragon Shield on, and they just
All
released
right.
this wave. They just released another one, and he literally like tweeted at Hasbro and wrote to them on Instagram as well and said, "Hey guys, if you need someone to like, if you want to do head scans, I'm available."
Right.
Because he's like, "I don't know who this guy is," he basically,
Yeah.
But I mean, they should do proper face scan, especially for the money that people are shelling out, Steve.
I agree 100%. I mean, it's not that difficult. And, you know, it's like show the fans that you're not just trying to do a money grab, you know, show them that you really care about the franchise and the fact that these guys care so much about it. And, you know, give people what they want. I mean, it's frustrating, you know, like, 'cause it's not that difficult to do.
I know,
I don't know if it's because they don't want to pay us or what. I have no idea, but it seems
and
like they already have the rights to our likeness. They don't need to pay us. So I don't, they don't even want to compensate us for our time to do a head scan. I just
I
don't
know,
get it.
it's pretty crazy. I mean, you got other companies that are out there doing like so many cool things. With other characters from movies and other TV shows, it's not hard to say, hey guys, we're gonna set you up with an appointment one by one. Because especially since they're sticking to the same crew, right? They have stuck to Tommy, to JDF. I mean, he's getting this his six figure, being released here in a week or two. The Lord Drakkon Evolution 3. From the comic books from Boom Comics, right? From Boom Studios. So from the comic books by Boom. So yeah, so like it's not that hard, man. Call Steve, Get the man some time in there, and let's do a proper Red Ranger, action figure. I think it'll be cool. And I know somebody also mentioned that about the new Power Rangers that are coming out, the new Power Ranger movie, the new Power Ranger show, the new Power Ranger show. Steve, I spoke about this with.
I think I saw the costume. Somebody posted up
the Dino Fury guys. Yeah, I think they're also talking about doing a gender swap, where the Green Ranger is male in the Sentai series, and here in America we're gonna have a female Green Ranger, which I don't think it has been done before. So,
I'm all for that stuff. None of that ever, I think that's fantastic. I mean, the show is always about diversity. So for them to do that is, I think it's totally cool. You know,
did you guys ever talk about it on the show in the original Mighty Morphin series? Did you guys ever kind of question or talk about the Yellow Ranger being a guy in the Japanese footage? Was that never brought up or anything like that?
No, I mean, I don't know. We just didn't think that way. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. We just didn't, think about it. I mean, obviously it was something they touched on because, you know, they swapped us out whenever they did replace that first cast. And, you know, they did make the Yellow Ranger African-American, and they did make the Black Ranger Asian. So, but I mean, if you think about that show, I mean, everybody was Asian in the Sentai series.
You're so right, 100%.
It's so. Not, people just are too damn PC. You know what I mean? Like, just forget about it. Like, if you want people not to see color, stop emphasizing it. You know,
100%, 100%.
Who cares what the color is? You know, and shit bothers me. You know, it's like, I feel like people just take it too far. You know, and they try to sensationalize it. You know, and what for? Just so your voice can be heard.
This is what I love. I love it. He goes into Steve Rants. Steve Rants.
I go into
baby.
My rants, but it's like Steve if you Rants, wanna show it. If you wanna show, you know, celebrate diversity or and all that stuff. I mean, I don't know. You can't be like mad when people are making those efforts, you know, like because a lot of shows aren't doing that, you know.
Yeah, can we get a hashtag Steve Rants going and get it trending worldwide? I think it'll be a cool thing to have
Steve Rants,
and that would be awesome. Steve, out there in the UK, have you thought about maybe doing voiceover work out there? That's something that always comes up. I know a lot of people are always talking about the voiceover stuff. Austin was talking about it on Friday about doing voiceovers, and we kind of like mentioned you, how you know a lot of people that do voiceover work and whatnot. Is that something that you would probably ever try to get into?
The voiceover stuff?
Yeah, out there and like try to look for it. Like,
I would be down to do it. I mean, one of the reasons, you know, and it was just a disappointment that, you know, I don't know what happened, you know. But, you know, one of the reasons that I moved to Dallas was to go try to work with Funimation. And I had put in my auditions to Funimation and sent my voice auditions into them and stuff. And
wow,
they just never got back to me for any of it, you know. And then COVID hit, and I think that, you know, they kind of forgot about it some more. And then I reached out again. I said, hey, I'm still down to do some stuff. And I don't know. I don't know if they just didn't like my voice auditions or what. I have no idea, but.
Hey, man, we need to get you on that. That'd be cool just to have your voice out there.
It'd be cool, but I mean, I was in the Mecca. I was in Dallas, and I was in the voiceover capital Mecca, you know, where they make all of them. They do Dragon Ball Z, and they do My Hero Academia, and all of those anime shows are all there. They're all done in Dallas, and all the voiceover people live there in Dallas, and I'm friends with all of them, and they all put in good words for me. And said, hey, you should have Steve audition. Let Steve audition. And they let me audition, and they never called me back. So, I mean, I don't know what to make of that.
Man. By the way, guys.
Very frustrating.
By the guys on the chat, we're also soon going to be releasing our Discord chat room. our Discord server, I should say. I sound like a 90-year-old man. Our Discord chat room from AOL. So we will be opening a Discord for anyone that loves Discord and loves joining servers and being part of a community. We will be opening up one here for the Fantastic Duo show here soon, where all of you guys can kind of like come together, talk. There'll be different rooms, different sections where you guys can talk Power Rangers, comics, anything, like anything and everything.
And Steven, is it like something they can do off air?
Yeah. So it'll be to further build
like the old IRC chats.
100% that. It's exactly that. Yeah.
How funny. I remember those old IRC chats.
Yes. So we're basically right now with the help of Colbert and Smiley, who are our first two, by the way, one of our first two or three moderators here in the chat room. They've wanted to donate their time and help to bring a Discord room together where everyone that's part of the community here of the Fantastic Crew could join us. And that's coming from also from people who are like Austin's show and everyone else that Mike Rome. That basically
Austin meaning Mike Rome, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to confuse people.
No, you know what it is.
Everybody like, yeah.
And we were talking about it, and it's public knowledge. Like he addressed it, Steve. You know, WWE is kind of cracking down on people who are using Twitch, and they don't want people who are to use Twitch using
whatever WWE their stage name is.
Yeah.
So he's got to switch it back to Austin Romero.
So he's it's called Beyond Rome now. You know, his last name is Romero, so he can use that.
Yeah.
So it's like Batman
Beyond Rome.
Yeah, Beyond Rome. Yeah. So he's doing that.
Or
so.
Beyond Thunder Rome.
Ooh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. You know he's going to steal that idea. So, yeah. So he,
Do it. This is what we're here for.
So he has...
I come up with the ideas and people steal them. I have no problem with that.
No, that's all right. You know, money comes one day. You know, it'll all be here. But I think that's one of the things that, doing the cross promotion, like Smiley always promotes... Fantastic Duo show and Into the Morphing Grid on his show while they're live and vice versa, like, you know, so wait a second, he's in the building. Mr. Beyond Rome is in the building.
It's Beyond Thunder Rome.
It's Beyond Rome. Yeah, so he stole your idea. So okay. Austin, welcome to the his ears were burning. Welcome to the chat, Austin. By the way, Austin, yeah, so he says yes, he was his ears were burning. But yeah, so I'm
too bad
glad
he couldn't do the Rome is Burning, because remember Jim Rome did that. Jim Rome is Burning.
Wonder where he's at now. Well, you could take that. He's nowhere to
be
found.
You could take that one. Rome is Burning. Do it.
Yeah, do it, right? Do it tomorrow morning. We better wake up to a brand new Twitch channel. Rome is Burning. Oh my God.
We could help him with a whole bunch of ones. Rome has fallen. Rome is burning. Rome house down.
I think the great part about all these things is that they're like great movie titles that we can actually do as small fan movies and have Steve obviously direct.
We need to get Chris Cantata to do those for us. Beyond Thunder Rome.
Beyond Thunder Rome. Welcome Mad to the Mike. Thunder Rome.
Mad Mike.
Oh my God, that'd be great. No, so yeah, so like I was saying, like, you know, he has an amazing community over there that's blended along with ours here on our show. So, you know, we're trying to get this this Discord server running soon here for everyone to join and have a great time off air, you know? And it's a place for everybody, you know, no hate, no crime, no nothing, no bad stuff. You know, it's just gonna be
no hate, no crime.
No hate, no crime, nothing. Because, you know, we have crime going on. We just had Rome steal your ideas. That was a crime.
All right.
You know, Spider-Man Far From Rome.
Who came up with that one?
Thomas, Mr. Tom Turner.
Oh, of course it was Tom Turner. That's right. That's Rome Coming. Fun. What is it? Rome Coming?
Rome Coming. Oh my God. That's gonna be a episode on its own. Now that Austin's on the chat, Austin, we're gonna have Steve join us on Into the Morphing Grid to do a special
on Friday
to do a special Alex with the dad joke. I'm always with the dad jokes. But yeah, so on Friday we're gonna have Steve come by and do a watch along for his Stone Canyon crew debut on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I think that would be great. And he can kind of guide us and give us his historical look at his red vest and
jorts. The Ninja Encounter. We'll watch the Ninja Encounter episode. Yeah, yeah.
Where's
should we watch all three of them?
If we have time, we could.
It would probably be kind of difficult to go through all three of them unless we just made it like an all-night slumber party.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think the people in the chat wouldn't mind that. But, you know, I mean, you're all over the, you know, I mean, like, it'll be morning by the time we're done for you.
Yeah, no question. That's all right. You know, I'm down to God. Do it.
Alice says I'm going out.
Yeah. I'd also be out anyway. I have to stay quarantined. So
oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, so I think it'll be a cool idea to have him on the show. You know, kind of like really go through that stuff. But where's the baby at? Did you guys ever keep in touch with that baby that you saved? It looked like he was rolling down that hill for like years, bro. You guys could never catch up to that baby rolling down in the stroller.
We should talk about that. Yeah, I know. I have no idea. I think there was two babies, actually. I think they were twins.
Twins?
You know?
Sounds,
that's how they usually do it. When they have little ones like that, they usually have two, three babies there. Oh my God. You know, because they can only put those guys on camera for so long before they need to put them to nap. So they, in order to be able to, you know, they had this rotate
of course.
In the cycle. Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, if you thought that quarantine couldn't get better, well, you know what? We're about to make it better for you this Friday on In Into the Morphin Grid, along with Austin Romero and Alexis Cardoza. We're going to have the one and only Steve Cardenas join the show.
I don't know if I'm the one and only, because there's another Steve Cardenas out there that people get confused with.
but this is the thing. You're the one and only that matters in this show, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we care about. By the way, thank you for the
follow. I still feel like maybe one day we should get that Steve Cardenas to come
on the
show.
Let's do it. We should see.
Because he's like a jazz musician, and everybody thinks that I'm a musician because every time they look up, they say, oh, Steve Cardenas is an actor and a musician. And it's like, that's poor guy. Like, I basically overshadowed him.
Does he play jazz
and
flute?
I feel bad
jazz
about it.
Flute? Is that what it's called?
No, he plays jazz guitar, actually.
Oh, okay. I was thinking.
So what we should do Anchorman. Is we should have him on the show and have him play the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger theme.
Oh,
that's
my
what
God.
We need to do.
That would be dope. That would be super dope. Let's do it right now. I'm going to call him tonight.
Call him tonight? I should reach out to him. I'll reach out to him. I've got his contact information somewhere. I think
you really do?
On Facebook. Yeah, I've got more friends on Facebook.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We've had a little chat before.
His phone is the MVP of life. I'm just saying right now. So if we get...
That would be a fun one.
So we're thinking about the 200 sub goal. Yeah, that Doughboy. We'll figure out what we can do for the 200 sub goal. Maybe get that other Steve Cardenas on here if we reach 200 subs. You know, and kind of get him to play the Power Ranger theme song on the show. I think it'll be cool, right? No? I was about to say the one and only Rocky DeSantos, but I guess that's not true because of Mike Olasky. Because he played Rocky.
Right, exactly. He was Rocky DeSantos too, so.
Yeah, I think if once we reach, guys, and we're not that far, we're at 170 subscribers after tonight. So if you guys want to get that sub goal going, 200 subs, baby. You know, and listen, I put this out there today on Rome's broadcast, guys. I don't know if he's still in here, but there might be a PlayStation 5 announcement coming out tomorrow for us gamers. So tomorrow night we might be getting ready to see and know when the PS5 is coming out and when pre-orders go live. So I was thinking, if we ever make it to 1,000 subs,
we need to give away a PS5
by December. 100%. By December, if we get to 1,000 subs by December, guys, and the Ranger, thank you so much for those 3 months. 3 months with us here, we love you. Thank you for joining
Beautiful.
Us.
Thank
another
you.
Month
thank
here.
You,
yeah, thank you. We get to 1,000 subs, guys, we'll give away a PS5 or maybe even an Xbox X. You know, a PS5 from
I'm down
Power
for either
Ranger.
One, man. We'll make either one happen. Dude.
Yeah,
I like
we'll,
that idea.
And then we'll have Steve sign it. Because if I sign it,
that might
be
harder to do. Because then I have to ship it over here, and then I'd have to ship it back. But
no, I mean,
that might be more difficult.
You're gonna be out here. You're gonna be out here in January anyway. so we can hold on to it until you get
well
out
it's
here
possible for... yeah, it's possible that we're coming if they can make that happen. If it doesn't happen, I'm doing it at PMC, but we need to do another grand prize giveaway in June where we bring a fan and fly them to PMC, give them a whole gold pass ticket for the show, and we do the whole nine with them. That would
guys,
be amazing.
If we get, I want to say, like by then we should have close to like whatever, but I don't even know. We'll have to set that amount. So if at 1,000 subs we'll give away PS5 or Xbox X, then you know we got to go all out for like
2,000 subscribers. Maybe we'll fly somebody out to PMC.
Yeah, that'll be sick. I think that'll be super dope. But yeah, but guys, thank you so much. I mean, like all of you guys on here again for spending your time with us and your hard-earned money and everything else that you do here for us on the show. You know, we're live, so a lot of technical things do happen when you're live. I know Austin.
That's fun of it.
Yeah, I know Austin has that stuff happen to him all the time as well, where like, you know, things just don't start working. Today he had audio issues, nothing was working in the audio world. It was crackling and popping. So I won my PS4 in a contest. Maybe this time it'll happen for the PS5, says Thomas Turner. Maybe. Maybe. And you know what? We'll do the giveaway live on the air. Like, we'll go ahead and put all of the subs in a randomizer, hit randomize live on air, and you guys will be able to see it live who wins. You know? I'll even throw my name in the hat.
That could work.
Just saying.
Throw your name in.
I'm throwing my name in the hat, guys. I'm just saying.
That's going to be rigged. That'll seem rigged if you win.
No, I know. Well, I mean, if I'm doing it live and my name pops up, then I can't rig it. I mean, can I?
No one. Everyone will cry rigged.
Yeah. And today at 2,000 subs, Steve will deliver it personally. Wow. Wow. Oh, can you imagine that?
At 2,000 subs.
Watch Steve win.
We'll do the Power Morphicon contest giveaway for somebody. Yeah.
Okay.
At 2,000 subs. So,
all right. And I'm going to go.
Somebody out to PMC.
And I'm going to go ahead and let's do some applauses for that. I'm going to go ahead and build a graphic up specifically for these subs, sub goals at, you know, where at 1,000 subs, we're giving away a PS5 and a 2,000 PMC. That'll be dope. You know what I'm saying? Just hang out with us. You know, I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah. Steve, I know you have, you know, we're coming to the close of the show here. We started with so many prosperous things we want to talk about. We kind of just like mold our way into so many other things. And I love the way that this podcast is so organic and natural like that. You know, the show is very organic and it kind of just flows. So I'm really happy to that you stayed up and you continue to stay up. And I know you say you got nothing to do, but come on, man. But you know,
it's not even about that. I mean, it just, you know, this is what it is. I mean, I'm committed to this show, so you know, I'm gonna be up every night. Every time, you know, we go live, I'll be here for this. So, you know, that's not gonna change. So, I'm committed to making this thing grow and being part of it all. And you guys are doing your part on your end with the subs and everything.
Oh, I know.
So we appreciate that, and you know, we're gonna try to keep bringing great content here for you guys as well.
Yeah.
You know, and some more cool guest hosts as well, and we'll make it fun. So
yeah,
I'll start reaching out to everybody. People.
Yeah, we'll let you guys know what we'll have planned for Thursday as well. By tomorrow, like what we want to do for Thursday's show. And as always, you know, you guys continue to follow and subscribe on YouTube and our podcast numbers continue to move up. So thank you for that. For those of you who listen, and if you're listening right now to this because you couldn't watch it, thank you so much. You're missing out if you can't watch it. But then again, we also have the YouTube, so people are watching there and commenting on every
video.
You'll
be able to catch it. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're having a good time, and you know, this is what it's all about. Last but not least, Steve, I'm gonna let you close this one out, man. We had a good time today. A good time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't start coming up with different close phrases, you know? Like,
do it.
We always have,
it's
like, may the power protect you, and that's good, but we need to come up with some cool ones, you know? we'll be back to action on Thursday.
I like that. I like that. We'll be back to action.
I mean, okay, I always do the see you next Tuesday.
Oh, God. See you next Tuesday. Every Thursday he says something nasty, guys.
See you next Tuesday. That's pretty funny. I don't know. But anyway, you know what, guys? Seriously, we appreciate you guys always giving us so much support and everything. So thank you so much. And may the power protect you